Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
As the number one selling walk-in tub in North America, SafeStep walk-in tubs are built to maximize your safety and comfort. Each tub comes standard with a dual hydrotherapy system, so you can enjoy the luxuries of bathing comfortably at home. Soothing jets increase mobility and ease pain, while the rainfall shower head refreshes you from head to toe. Visit SafeStepTub.com today to request your free quote and ask about our special offers.
Tucker, we can't record the pod today.
Why?
Because I, right before we recorded this pod, I embarrassed myself.
Why?
I accidentally was a victim of e-commerce, and I decided to indulge a little bit and try to send myself a little snack that I would try out, and it accidentally got delivered to your place, and I proceeded to get bullied for it relentlessly.
Ted deserved every goddamn word. Let me break this down for you. I go to the post office to pick up my mail. Big old box there. My birthday soon. I'm like, oh, somebody sent me a little birthday present. Let me take this home. Emma's like, oh, you know, I should open it just in case it's something I order. I was like, okay. She opens it. She was like, what the fuck?
Her voice drops three. What the hell is this?
It's three bags of not beef jerky is essentially what it is. It's not beef jerky. It's beef chips. So it's razor thin.
I've been getting advertised them for months.
Ted got fucking scammed so goddamn hard. These
I got extra scammed because I sent them to the wrong place.
I tried one flavor. I was like, this is pretty bad. I tried the next one. I spit it out. The third bag, we didn't even open. And all three are going to Emma's family's dog because it's horrible.
It's going to Emma's family's dog.
We're giving it to the dog. It was so bad.
Oh man.
We literally had to look at the back. We're like, is this dog treats or something?
Yeah, and the messaging between us was like, it was like embarrassing. Like, because, well, first of all, Tucker messages in our management chat and he's like, do we have like a beef jerky sponsorship? Then I see you message that and I'm like, oh no. And then I say, you got that beef jerky I wanted to try. And then you said, did you send this to me or is it for an ad? And I said, I sent it accidentally. And then you said, and this was probably the most embarrassing thing I could have read from you. It was like, oh, you were trying to send this to yourself?
Yeah, because I was like, wait, I was like, if this is a gift, I'm not going to just dog on it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're like loading the bullets into the chambers. You're
I'm like, yeah, so you ordered this for yourself, right?
Let's take it easy. And I'm like, yeah, I wanted to try it. And then like Tucker just like goes off. He's like, they're horrible. It's not jerky. And then, okay, maybe they were $40 a piece.
They're $40 a bag. Ted's like, oh, I wanted to try this.
I might have ordered it in the illusion. I might have ordered it in the illusion. I don't know.
I do. I'm an illusion orderer.
And then I say, you're really making me hate those got sent to you right now. And he's like, do not buy this. Too late, by the way. I didn't even get to try it.
Did you order more?
No.
Don't.
No.
Don't. No. They're horrible.
He tastes horrible. I spit it out, he says. So.
These are.
Oh, those are big bags.
They're. Yeah, but it's only 5 ounces a piece. 5 ounces. 5 ounces. We didn't even open this one because we were like.
Try the ribeye. Try it.
We'll try it. The last beef one was so bad. The pork loin was like, it was edible. The brisket was fucking miserable. So it's incredibly thin, as thin as a Lay's chip.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're upset. You're upset. I can tell you're upset.
This is on par with the pork loin. It's edible. The brisket is not. Like, the brisket, I'm like, there's something fucking wrong here. Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is the best one. The ribeye.
Really?
That's the best one, but that's still like, at best, this is a 5 out of 10. At best. And for $40, this is a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, no, I got scammed and I didn't even get to try it.
For $40, you could have gotten every flavor of Lay's on the shelf.
Yeah, no, I got.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was like, damn, that's so embarrassing. I'm not even going to bring it up.
I willingly, because it's funny. I'm willingly going to bring that up.
It is funny. It is. I'm really glad you brought it up.
I'll lay on the sword for the sake of content.
But it's, it's your sword, though.
Yeah.
You fell on your own sword.
I'm laying on that sword and I'm letting you smack my ass.
Yeah. Speaking of swords, yesterday the new Game of Thrones spinoff series dropped. It was weird. It's like
no
a comedy.
I have no investment in that. I haven't seen the Game of Thrones.
It's a comedy.
So, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's like a drama comedy. Like, oh. Game of Thrones is always like, it's always like dark.
Well, a lot of times anything's like a comedy if it's bad enough. So.
Well, this is like funny. Funny. Like, it's weird. Like, anytime you think like a bad thing's about to happen, there's like a joke. It's very high production value. We'll see where it goes. Just the first episode drop.
You said you had before we got into this call, you said you had a topic for us today.
I do. The topic we're going to do is we are going to take game shows, so like The Bachelor, Survivor, whatever, and just discuss how far we think we could make it.
Because
I've been watching Traitors, or The Traitors, whatever it's called.
This, you know what's funny is that I feel like we've done this several times before in different forms. I think at the end of the day, what it is like, at least for the people, for our listeners, for our beautiful listeners, it's more of like, how do we get a proper measurement of each of these guys' ego?
Yeah, that is kind of what reality shows are.
You know, also, speaking of the other like topic that we had done at the beginning of the year, should we give like an update on how our bingo is going right now? Our yearly bingo?
Oh, that's funny that you mentioned, because Ted and I have been texting each other like, hey, yeah. Bingo card just dropped or some shit, because right after that I started getting tons of like news articles, like tech articles, about how Discord is considering going public, how they're considering monetizing a ton more. I keep sending them to Ted like, that Discord thing's coming true too soon. Which one did you send me?
I had said to you a zoo has a large issue. And there was like a fight between, I'm not sure, and you know what's crazy? I'm not even sure if it's like an AI video or something, but like a rhino and like a fucking little deer thing were like fighting in a zoo exhibit.
So that one, you sent it to me, and I didn't think that was a big issue.
You didn't think it counted?
Well, no, because when we were doing the bingo card, I think I was envisioning a Harambe situation.
Well, that's a once in a generational kind of thing.
But like a deer and just like interacting with a rhino, I mean, like, I can give you the stamp on your card, but just know, like, I'm kind of looking down on you if I'm stamping for this. Like, it's kind of like, okay, kid, but I know you can do a little better.
Shoot. Okay. How's the progress on your son saying war?
Well, he mumbles so much random bullshit that honestly, he's probably said it already.
Yeah.
Like he's just spitting all day. Today.
Really? I feel like when I saw him, he didn't say a fucking word.
He talks all day. He'll talk for 10 minutes to himself back there.
Or he's just like, he's starting to vocalize, is what you mean. Like he's like, go about it.
It's just mumble speak.
Dude, I love that.
Dude.
It's so funny how like babies, they just figure it out.
They just figure stuff out.
I mean, granted, like I feel like the neuroplasticity is a little bit looser when you're that age.
Definitely.
But like literally he's just like kind of being like, what are they doing?
Sometimes when he's trying to like move his arm in a coordinated way, I'm always like, is this what it feels like to be paralyzed and then be in physical therapy, like trying to learn how to move your arm or something again?
Probably.
Because he'll be like, like he just like can't put it where he wants it.
Yeah. I mean, he's using most of his muscles he's never used before. He was floating in fluid for half of it, more than half of his life.
He was floating in fluid today. I got a story. He's in his bouncer. If you get a kid, the bouncer is a must. Bouncer is great. He's in the bouncer, right? And he starts getting fussy. He's watching me play Super Smash Bros. Melee. He starts getting fussy. I'm like, oh, what's going on? I guess I'll take you out. You can sit in my lap. I take him out. He is blown the fuck out in there. It's a mess.
Like
He shit himself. And so I'm like, oh, shit. Like, let's pick you up, take you upstairs, change you. He is laughing hysterically the whole way I carry him to the changing table. And, like, he's just learned to laugh, so it's, like, rare. He is laughing his ass off the whole way from the shitty bouncer to the changing table. He's never done that before. It's like he knew that he blew his pants out and just thought it was hilarious that I had to fix it. It was like 100% outfit change event.
Wow.
And he thought it was a riot. It was pretty
fun.
That's
great.
I was like, honestly, this is worth it. You can do this every day if you're going to laugh like this for me.
Yeah, it's probably better than him screaming like he's getting his leg sawed off.
Yeah, no, that usually just means he's mildly hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my resolutions this year is to declutter. I'll be decluttering my house. There's actually already a huge pile going to Goodwill. I'll be decluttering my schedule. I'll be decluttering my car. And I should probably declutter my wallet. Well, thank goodness for today's sponsor, Ridge Wallet, for making decluttering a whole lot easier. Ridge Wallet's unique, slim, modern design holds up to 12 cards plus cash without all the bulk of a traditional wallet. Made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber, with over 50 plus colors and styles to choose from. And Ridge doesn't just make wallets. They have everyday essentials like key cases, suitcases, and rings, all built with the same sleek, durable design. But no matter what you buy, Ridge has free shipping, a 99-day risk-free trial, and a lifetime warranty on all of their products. I feel like before Ridge Wallet, I was going through wallets way too fast. I mean, the leather was blowing out, the fabric interior was always tearing, the stitching was coming undone. But with Ridge, all products have a lifetime warranty. So this is literally the last wallet you will ever need. And if you're like me and you're trying to declutter your life, I recommend checking out Ridge Wallet. They really do make everyday items simpler and more streamlined. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off at Ridge by using code TAKEITEASY at checkout. Just head to ridge.com and use code Take it easy and you're all set. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them Take It Easy sent you. Thank you to our sponsor, Ridge. And now let's get back to the episode.
What were the, for on the bingo thing, what were the things that came true for you?
Well, shit, I don't know. I got to look at it because
It's in the chat. Oh, it's in the chat.
Well, Red 40 still has not gone anywhere. I love it.
That one.
AI is blowing up. Any stock that's big. Invested in like related to AI is through the goddamn roof. Computer prices are through the roof. Nintendo Switch 2 is about to get a price increase and it's only been out for a month.
What about GTA 6? What do we think?
Well, you sent me an article that said it might get delayed, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
I did.
That was what it happened.
But they're giving it to a... They're letting a terminally ill child play it.
Dude, isn't it rated M?
I think that the ratings don't really, really come into play when you're going to die forever.
If the ratings weren't going to come into play and I was...
Because, like, they can't really get older.
Yeah, there's some moral... there's a slippery moral slope we got cruising right here.
You wouldn't... Are you locking that in? You're telling me that you wouldn't let a kid really likes GTA...
I'm just saying, if we're going to take...
The only one getting slippery right now is you, my friend.
I think if we're going to take the age barrier away for a 12-year-old that's probably not going to make it...
Are you saying you got to share with the whole class?
No. I would say if I was that 12-year-old, I would be asking for a lot more than GTA 6 if we're taking the age barrier. I'd be like, give me a fucking 12-pack of Coronas. Get me a couple good blunts.
Yeah, I mean...
like, let's load it. Let's just make my life Grand Theft Auto at this point. What the fuck a video game?
I don't think that shit makes the news necessarily, though, because that's more like under-the-table stuff that can all be achieved by one trip to a 7-Eleven.
You're probably right. oh, shit.
But,
I'm supposed to catch a trout this month, dude. I only got 10 days left. I'm going to be out of town for, like, 6 of those.
Wait. Every month. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that's a big...
That's a tall
that's
order.
That's a big task that you... Tucker will catch a trout every month. Yeah.
It's a tall order every river is fucking frozen here.
Yeah. What were you doing? Where do you think you live? Virginia?
I don't know, man. Wait, I had a good one in here. Wait, what's your third pillar? Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
They don't, though.
Sweet sloops? What the fuck are these?
Whoa, I love sweet sloops. The little toffee sailboats with the white chocolate coating?
Yeah, and the nougat on the coating on it?
Oh, why is this in here from November 25th?
Oh, man, I wish you didn't notice it was in there, because then I was going to give you really specific details about how they look, because you just sent me, like, huge photos of these.
Oh, I haven't become addicted to the Powerball yet, but... I gave Emma $2. I sent her into the convenience store the other night. She came out with a $2 ticket. We won $10. I went back in. We bought 5 more $2 tickets with that $10.
For the Powerball?
No. Just scratchers.
Oh.
And then we have another $10 winner out of that 5. So now I have a theory that within every 5 $2 scratchers is a $10 winner.
I don't think that... No, there's no way.
Well, I'm about to exchange this $10 winner for 5 more $2 tickets, so we're going to find out.
Yeah, you see if you can go this whole year breaking even.
Yeah, that would be like so you can much only, entertainment like you can
only,
for free.
You can only power your scratchers on the scratchers. Winnings of other scratchers. So if you win $100 or something on scratch tickets, you have to put that back only into scratch tickets.
That's not that bad of an idea.
Okay, but if you win $1,000,
you have to put $1,000 back in.
You have to put it in. What's the most you can win off a scratch ticket?
Oh, I mean, the bigger tickets, you can win like, you know, tens of millions of dollars, $100 million.
Okay. Well, if you win $100 million, but do you realize that if you win $100 million,
you got to put it back in?
You got to put it back in. You gotta buy out every single fucking gas station in the state of New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island to get that amount of scratch tickets, I bet. And it probably wouldn't be I feel like the odds become a little bit in your favor at that point to win again.
I think they do. If you have $100 million and you go and buy out every $30 ticket, every $25 ticket, like you're gonna get the winner in there. So then you might actually be able to start making money.
Yeah. 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 Once you got $100 million worth of money to spend on scratch tickets, after that, you'll start making money.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't gamble, guys. Guys, don't gamble. That's official opinion. The official opinion of Take It Easy is to don't gamble, never gamble. At most, if you're at like a casino, like if you happen to find yourself in Vegas, give yourself like a $40 budget and just try out the slot machines. And whether you win or lose, walk away. Every time I'm in Vegas, it's with the exception of the one time I was there and I did blackjack, where my budget went up to $500. Lost it all. I've gone and I've only spent like $40 at the slot machines. And sometimes I've left with 40 in profit.
That's pretty good. $40.
Yeah, I turned 40 into 80 one time. But the problem is, the thing is, if you turn 40 into 80, you have to allow yourself to think, but that's all I get.
Yeah.
Because just because you turn 40 and 80 on a randomized generator thing, mm-hmm, doesn't mean you're going to go over to the fucking high roller table and win $70,000.
Did you win $70,000?
No. No, but I did watch Ludwig win like $7,500.
Fucking Ludwig.
He put like one giant chip. He played one hand of blackjack on a high roller table before he left TwitchCon a few years ago when I was in Vegas. And he got blackjack first fucking that one hand. He doubled his money.
That's incredible.
It really made me mad. It was like, I was like, this son of a bitch.
Is he really smart?
I mean, I don't think that smarts come into that at all. I don't think that the big brain thinking come into that. I think he was like, I'm flying out of here. Want to watch me put it all on this one hand of blackjack? And I was like, absolutely, I want to see this. So it was just me and him. We walk over to the high roller table. He puts down the one, like it was like a $3,000 chip. You just put it down. Dealer comes out, flip, blackjack. Boom. He's like, thank you. Please.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a guy, huh?
Yeah. No, his shaft was hanging low. After that deal. Long shafted behavior right there. Long shaft. Small balls, though.
I gotta say, as a new dad, there are so many moments in parenting where you realize you have no idea what you're doing. From potty training to helping with algebra homework to teaching my teenager financial literacy, I know I have a lot to learn. Luckily, Cash App has parents like me covered. Cash App is designed to meet teens aged 13 to 17 where they are with intuitive educational tools. Available through sponsorship by an eligible parent or guardian, teens gain access to a personalized Cash App card that comes in different colors and patterns to fit their style and the ability to instantly access money from family and friends. The platform also has tools that can help teens develop real-world financial habits in a space that's safe and easy to navigate, all with your oversight and approval. If your teen is getting their first job, Cash App can get them access to their paycheck up to 2 days early and can help them achieve personalized savings goals that they can set up themselves within the app. And with Cash App, there are no monthly fees, no minimum balance requirements, and no hidden charges when sending or receiving money. Financial literacy is very important to me, and I take it seriously for my family and my friends. I try to help people with what I know, and I try to take little tips from everyone else. And I know when my kid is a teenager, getting them on the right track to financial literacy and financial freedom one day is going to be a huge goal. That's why I'm excited to be able to use a program like Cash App to help achieve that goal. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code FAMILY10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services are provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Scutton Bank, members FDIC, direct deposit and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. Thank you to Cash App for sponsoring this episode. Now let's get back to it.
So the one prediction that did come true that you haven't even realized yet is that Twitch did remove your check mark when I requested them to.
What?
Go look at your Twitch.
Really? You requested them to?
Well, I said this person hasn't streamed in so long, he's not really in agreement with the partner status. I'm just kidding, but it's coming.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
it's coming.
Do you know what's awesome?
And it is going to hit. What's awesome?
Do you know what's awesome? Is like, I didn't believe you, but I was like, I believed it separately. I believed one part of that, and the part that it could actually happen on Twitch's part as part of an automatic system. But the part of you saying that you did it, I would have been like, that is the strangest, most evil thing that my best friend could ever do, is to
evil.
Remove a check.
You can get it back like that.
Oh, dude. But you don't understand. That was my first check mark I ever got.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Same. So the lore there would have been crazy of you to be like, I'm going to go out of my way and destroy this.
I kind of want to. If I'm ever ready to punch out of Twitch for good, because mine would be at risk.
Pull everyone down with you. You're just going to start.
I'm going to say,
that's like a guy falling and grabbing a bunch of like silk curtains and pulling the whole fucking fixture down with him.
But doesn't the check mark mean less if we let people who have it, who aren't actively earning it? Because it says when you
get
it.
What are you, the fucking Pope of Twitch?
It says when you get it, if you fall below these metrics, you can lose it.
It does say in the TOS that you have to follow these specific rules.
If you are trying to earn your check mark and people like you have one, it's kind of like a bad look. It's like, this actually doesn't mean anything because we just let these big washed up old names just keep it around because we don't want to hurt their feelings.
Okay.
So if I punch out one day, I'm taking your check mark with me. Unless, of course, you're very active on Twitch.
Maybe I should fucking stream tonight.
But yeah, honestly, I'm just trying to rile you up so that one day you'll return.
I don't know what my setup would be. What would I do? I've never streamed in this apartment before.
Yeah, you haven't streamed in a long time.
I had my phase with you. We had our raft series. And I had my Crab Souls playthrough that I never actually finished the game. I was pretty consistent with that too. I've really been thinking that if I'm gonna play, if I from now on, maybe this year, to feel more effective, if I want to play a video game and I have that feeling in my soul, mm-hmm. that at least one that's on my computer, that I have to stream it.
Unless
it's something more intimate, like playing like a catch up, like playing games with friends you haven't talked to in a while. But like something like a single player thing, like the Fallout London thing I was telling you about.
You still gonna do this?
I think so. I want to play it.
I just beat, in the last 2 days, I've beaten two games off stream. These two.
Wow. Haven't you played Dead Space like a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, like back in middle school, but they remade the game from the ground up.
Oh, okay. Do you ever do the Calypso Protocol?
No, I heard it was kind of mixed. I played it, though.
I played that.
Is it good?
Yeah, I liked it.
That's a game that you could get for very cheap.
I played
cheap
that,
on
like,
sale.
Man, that game came out like fucking 3 years ago or something. Another game I played that you've never touched, but is Dark Souls-like, is a Mortal Shell.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, too.
Yeah, I like that one, too. That one was like, that one is kind of similar from, based on your descriptions, from like, maybe maybe Dark Souls 1, in that you can like, there's a central area and you can navigate to each area from that central area.
Yeah, that, I mean, like, Dark Souls 2 and 3 work like that, too, but if like they have a central hub and like lines leaving from them, Dark Souls 1 is like a central hub with lines, but it's like a spider web where there's also larger circles that connect inter areas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were like this was too complicated.
Yeah,
that's
really hard.
You know what turned
me
off from Dark Souls 2 is that I played that game. I remember when I first played that game, I was like,
doing high
trying
school.
To I must have been trying to fight the wrong boss or something, but whatever happened, my weapon broke, and then I was kind of like soft locked from doing anything productive.
Those of us who've played Dark Souls 1, this usually happens on your first playthrough. That can happen to you in Blight Town is when I've had it happen to me multiple times. Or like you're playing the game, you're using your sword, you're upgrading it, you're just using the same sword, you're going, you get to Blight Town.
which is fucking way at the bottom. There's no fast travel, and your weapon breaks. So now it's doing like 20% of the damage it was doing. And then you're like, I got to figure out a way to get all the way back to Firelink, basically. But the way Dark Souls 1 has like pathways and stuff, Valley of the Drakes, makes it a little more fun.
Yeah.
But, oh, also, guys, follow me on Twitch. Next week, I'm starting a new stream series. Although you'll see it. It'll be happening right now. It's going to be God of War, the original trilogy on PlayStation 3. We're playing native.
The original trilogy. Wow.
The original trilogy. So the
Have you played the new ones?
I played the first one in the new 2018. Oh, I haven't played Ragnarok, but I was thinking, let's do the original trilogy on PS3 because on PS3 they made Ragnarok. A collection. I heard it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Ragnarok was good. Obviously, the story is not going to be like hidden in the same way that like kind of like a because I feel like the first one was just such a wonderful like reboot of a series.
Yeah, the first one
with
really
like
good.
And so much care was put into it, and then it's like I think they got a little bit of like sequel anxiety with some of the story stuff and like
okay,
yeah, but.
Well, I will play it.
It was still very fun. It was still very fun. I enjoyed it a lot. I played the fuck out of it.
From video games
to the topic,
do you think you would do better on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? And do you know the difference? I'll fill the audience in.
Obviously you would want to be on The Bachelor.
The Bachelor is like you're one guy and all these women are competing for you.
Yeah, that sounds phenomenal.
But I would say that one has the potential for higher highs, but also lower lows.
Yeah, no, I would definitely like feel bad.
Assuming you were the one rejecting the women. What if some of the women weren't vibing with you and they're kind of like, eh.
Does that ever? I've never seen the show. Does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm assuming it happens.
You haven't seen I feel like you're such a reality show guy. Like
I'm not. My wife is. I'm not a reality show guy.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? No. I feel like the way that they cast the people, I feel like they figure out The Bachelor and then they try to find women who are all. Really fixing for it.
Fixing for it. They find women who are really fixing for it.
I feel like they're no, they
yeah,
have to
some
find-
women leave because they don't feel a connection. They realize it's not for them. They don't want the fame. There are a whole host of reasons that women leave.
Yeah.
So you, as
terrible.
A bachelor, you have a host of women who are really fixing for it. And you might get rejected by
one of them.
You
like that new phrase?
Well, that's just a crazy way to describe this cast of women. Imagine getting rejected by one of them. I would say that's a much lower low than you could receive on The Bachelorette. Because The Bachelorette is like, yeah, I mean, I got all these guys here. Like, good chance.
Yeah, I'd rather, because like if a woman leaves on The Bachelor, it's like... I mean, and I'm trying to say this in the most respectful way possible, but I mean, like, if there's a bunch of other women, it's kind of like a drop in the pond, right?
Yeah, but like, you are
But then on The Bachelorette, it's like, there's this whole ceremony, and she's like, yeah, out of like these 20 guys, I just think that you're the weakest one.
Okay, going down first on The Bachelorette would be bad. But,
I don't know how many people there are on that, but
on the Bachelor, if a girl leaves, she's like, you're the only guy here, and I'm begging for it, and you're still not making the cut. So I'm leaving of my own free will. I'm not even getting kicked off.
Wait, so you're saying at the end of the show, there's one woman left and she's like, no?
Yeah. Imagine getting no'd on The Bachelor.
I imagine that's certainly a possibility.
I know. I'm saying I think that's a lower low than getting kicked off on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, definitely would be embarrassing. But like, I don't know. I'd
Ted
rather
just
be
can't
flat.
Fathom I think, that I a think woman I would leave.
No, I certainly can. I think I would just rather be dealing with. I'd rather deal with having to deal with. Oh, should I go with this person than like having to have this weird testosterone fueled masculine competition thing with other guys over one woman. That just feels like too much of a pain in the ass.
Well, you could just be yourself. And then,
well, sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
You don't, you think
but
that
it's
you'd have to amp
show.
Up your testosterone if you were to be picked?
I think that like there's, I think that in that environment that show is,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be really hard, especially with how much the producers do in the editing and also the way that they socially engineer the show. I think it would be really hard not to feel like you need to like compete or put in like a different sort of effort in order to get further.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How do you think your chances are on Love is Blind?
I wouldn't want to go on Love is Blind. I don't think I don't like that.
I'm not asking if you want to go on it, Ted. We're talking about hypothetical.
I would be one of the contestants that like doesn't even get focused on in the edit, you know? Because you know how like in
well,
the
yeah,
show
sometimes
they only
you see him in the background and you're like, whoa, who's that guy?
Yeah.
And he just
yeah,
never got screen time.
I'd be one of those because I'd be like, so you like video? It'd be like a Discord call. I don't want to have a Discord call.
But you can feel the tension. Imagine doing a Discord call with a potentially smoke show single girl.
Right.
And you're both there to, you know, maybe get it on.
I
think that would be pretty fucking intense.
The fact that you have to get married.
Commitment scares you.
Without ever seeing them. The fact that you have to get engaged without ever seeing them is, that's insane to me. That's an insane thing.
So you don't believe in the Love is Blind premise?
I'm sure that if there was like some sort of fucking World War II letters across the ocean, French woman and American man, oh, we'll meet each other. Or a guy finds this letter in the dirt while he's fighting against the Nazis, and then he starts delivering letters to this woman. And then there's like, I think there's an old world sort of intrigue there. I think in this day and age, nah, man, fuck that. Unless you're talking to me through letters and sending me envelopes that have been sprayed with your perfume or whatever. No, I'm not gonna get into that fucking pod with the fucking opaque cup and talk to you about whatever. Like, I'm not gonna unleash my trauma to this person through a screen over fucking television, or like be talking to more than one person and accidentally mishear. Well, I don't think I would do this, but there was a guy who misheard a woman's voice. He was like Shayna or whatever. And it was a different girl. And it was really upsetting when I saw that.
I couldn't watch it. Oh, yeah, that happens.
I don't like that. No, I think Love is Blind.
So you're a looks guy.
No, not necessarily. I think that
you don't believe in the concept, though.
Do you believe in the concept?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's a lot of couples that are still married from that show.
So you're personality only.
Not only. You don't have to be personality only.
See, that's the question you just asked me, though. You were like, so you're a looks guy.
No, you don't have to be personality
only.
You just have to be personality 51%. You just got to be more than half.
Okay.
Because that makes sense to me.
It's so funny how this show like creates this narrative that like looks don't like shouldn't matter or something, because they just objectively do at the end of the day. Like I want the partner that I'm dating to be attractive to me physically. Sorry that that's like a fucking crazy thing.
Soul is meaningless.
Sorry that that's a fucking crazy thing, but I want the person I'm dating to be hot, and I think that that's okay. I'm gonna put my foot on the ground. I'm gonna take my stand and say that I think I should be dating someone that I think is hot, and I think I should know that from the beginning that I think that they're hot.
That was great. I'm glad you committed.
Yeah.
He did it.
And you know what? How dare you?
What?
Try to act like you're this fucking, like you're fucking Confucius, like you're fucking, you know, Homer, or all those fucking philosophers who are like, oh, love is blind. No, dude. Nah.
Wow. I'm glad you committed to it.
We're fucking apes. We are apes. We have hormones, and we get boners. We get boners, and women, they get their own kind of boner. You know? Maybe they get like a boner in their belly. I don't know.
That's a baby.
I don't know how it works.
They get a baby in their belly.
Do not call a baby a boner in their belly. I think that would really upset Emma if you called it that next time for the next child.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Okay, and don't tell that to your child either. That'll be their first trauma on the bingo card.
Oh right, I'm supposed to give him a trauma. I made him cry the other day.
You're not supposed to.
I scared him, and I felt so bad because he would just look so sad.
Are you talking about when you yelled at him?
No, sometimes I just scare him. I'm just like, oh, I want to scare him because he makes the saddest big frown. But it's so cute, but it's like, oh, I'm scaring him. You'll understand one day. Like, you want to scare him because they make this frown.
Yeah. Do you know what's awesome, though? Do you know what's awesome, though? Is that, like, this kind of behavior, this shit right here, is, like, it's so awesome in the psychology world, because I'm pretty sure that, like, even a little shit like that will just, like, snowball. And then, like, you're going to have a son with, like, he's going to have, like, bipolar. He's going to be, like, borderline personality disorder. He's going to be DID. He's going to be struggling with all these things. He's going to be in learning center like I was. He's going to be in learning center. He's going to have to drop out of French in seventh grade, and he's going to have to go to learning center.
Okay, is taking French. That's crazy.
Aren't you French?
No.
Partly?
Nope. 0% French. But you're a little bit French.
Am I?
I don't know. You don't know your ancestry? Emma made me do our ancestry before we conceived. I think she made me do it after, and I was like, "Wow, it's a little too late."
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like,
we're married, you're pregnant. If this tells us...
Sometimes you always check the target after you shoot at the range.
That's like taking the test, and then when you're like, you leave the classroom, you're like, you go and like look up, you're like, okay, did I get that one right? Let me go look in the book. And you're like, fuck.
But yeah, it's like, test is in. Yeah, you do that. You
yeah.
You might be right about it. I think maybe my mom is a little bit, but also, why do you know that?
I don't. I just said that.
I think that my mom might have a little bit or something, but that means that it's like not a lot of me. That means that I'm like only like a little bit. I only got a little bit of a right to eat a French fry. Otherwise, it's cultural appropriation.
I'm very
definitely
Irish.
From you now. Now you gotta make a statement when you eat a French fry.
I'm Irish. It's a potato. And potatoes come from
when it's caught up like that and put into a fryer.
Did the French actually make that? I feel like that's old wives' tale right there.
Nah, new wives' tale.
Let me look up this French fry.
Only new
origin.
Wives are telling this one.
French fry origin is from Belgium, right? I've heard that before.
Well, okay.
As a fish substitute. That's why they started making them?
Hey, Tucker, real quick. What do they speak in Belgium?
The official language is Dutch.
Nah, man, they're speaking French.
No, it's also French and also German. They have three official languages.
You're avoiding the French part?
Whoa, there's a Walloon.
Dude,
they speak
so
Walloon
there,
which is an endangered Romance language.
Whoa, Walloon?
Yeah, it's spoken primarily in Wallonia, which is southern Belgium, with small communities in northern France and Wisconsin.
Classic.
It's related to French. I've never even heard of this.
Dude, that's so awesome when there's like some pocket of America that has just like a... Like
we really
like
have
the,
it all.
No, well, there's a population in the Carolinas, I think, like in the Outer Banks that has a brogue, like a brogue accent. It's kind of like a Scot, like a Scot, like it's, they sound closer to what British people sounded like then when they showed up than British people do now.
Right. I've heard.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, I've heard
of
it.
Yeah, I think it's on Great Big Story on the YouTube channel, Great Big Story.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that channel's awesome. It fell off. Okay, but wait, what are the other show options here? We're still doing...
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's take a look here. Love Island? No. Not that one.
Okay, so I actually saw an episode of Love Island for the first time recently, so I can speak on this.
Okay, what do you got? You think you do well? You think you could couple up?
I saw an episode of the new season of Love Island, and that show bothered me a lot.
Why?
I really don't like that show.
I don't either.
Because this might be, okay, so I'm going to recognize that like these people are real humans, right? And I'm sure that they have feelings and stuff.
Classic.
But the women on that show really creep me out.
Oh. I just think the show is trashy. Why do these women creep you out?
Cuz they're a specific like that specific type of British person kind of creeps me out.
Oh, with, you like, watch Love Island UK? Or I guess
yeah,
the
well, that's
normal
Love Island,
Love Island
yeah.
is
yeah. It's like a specific area of British accent, and there's a specific makeup technique that they're doing, and there's a specific type of like lip shape that comes from the lip filler that they do that makes them all kind of respectfully look like Bob's Burger characters. And it just creeps me out. And I'm sure that they have good souls and they're nice people. And I'm saying this all the love of my heart in the world. I just think that
I would say most of them probably aren't.
But I'm just, let me cover my bases here, man. Let me cover my bases here.
In case you get invited on.
No. Well, dude, and it's crazy too. When they show up, it's like the. I guess I've just never seen Love Island before because I was like shocked when I watched. Like the intro looks like, it's like porn.
Yeah, it looks like porn. It's trashy as fuck. I can't believe.
And it's like the closest up shots of like wet bellies and like calves that I've ever seen. And like,
are you a calf guy? You calfed up?
Yeah, the calves are great, dude. Calves are wonderful.
I did my calves today.
And then also when the woman who's hosting it comes in, they're doing like all these crazy glamour shots of her too. Like she's also part of the show. Like they're trying to get with her too. Yeah, they're like also in their the way that they shoot it, there's like, and the host is hot too. And it's like, well, why are we doing that? Why does that matter?
That is a good question. Why are we showing off the host?
Like the host of the show, she's a very beautiful woman, but it's like, why are we fixating on that part of it with the host as well? Because then like, I don't know anything about the show, but is it like, can the guys or girls like pursue the host as well? Is that something? Cause otherwise it just kind of is just, it's confusing.
Did you ever watch either season of MILF Manor?
No, but I know that you're a big fan of it.
So the two seasons have slightly different premises. Let's talk about season one and if you could handle it. Season one is every dude there is like between 18 and 28, and they're there to bang MILFs. But what they don't know, or they probably do, is that each one of them has their corresponding mom. So they're on a show trying to bang moms, but their mom's also one of the contestants. Now, obviously, they're not going to bang their mom, but like she's watching them flirt. Do you think that you and your mom could pull this off? Like, do you think you could land another hot mom while your mom was around?
I think that there's not a single young man in this world that could outbid my father.
Well, that brings us right into season two, in which it was father-son pairs and then just all random MILFs. But there was twice as many dudes as MILFs. But it was
like father-son. Dads and sons competing?
Yes. Dads would be like, I got ridiculous. This. And dude, first season, when it's just sons and moms, nobody got laid. Second season, when it was sons and fathers and sons, dads were laying pipe like no other. The dads were hooking up with these women left and right.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's probably because they had a lot more in common. It's probably because they had a lot more in common because they're from the same generation and they knew what to talk about.
Yeah, and like I don't think MILFs are really interested in hot young guys. As much as hot young guys are into MILF.
Is it a dating show or is it like, are they looking to like get together or is it like, are they just trying to like hook up for points?
You know, I can't remember what the exact premise is because I think it just gets lost in like, well, let's just see if any of these people can couple up.
Do you know what's crazy too? I know you're a married man, but I feel like I deserve to hear your answers on all of these shows because you're giving me these questions and I feel like I deserve to know.
Hit me with a question.
Okay, MILF Manor. Let's start with that.
Season one or season two?
Season one.
I think my mom would definitely not hinder me at all. I mean, she's married to a woman. So I think, if anything, she'd probably be giving me pointers on like what 50-year-old women are into. And like,
sure.
I think we would actually be like a power, not a power couple, but like a power unit.
Yeah, you'd be a dynamic duo.
Now, mom, I don't think mom's landing any guys, personally. But I think she could really help me.
I don't think that she's interested in that.
Dude, I'm not even making this up. Emma can back this up. Older women fucking love me. So I was doing this curling thing, right? Emma comes to the club on the last day. Uh-huh. Every 50-year-old woman goes up to her and it's like, your husband is incredible. You're so lucky. Just one. And then one time borrowed my grandma's convertible. We drove it around town. We went to antiquing, Emma and I. Old lady after old lady came up to me. They're like, wow, you have such a good taste in cars. That's so I really think MILF Manor, I could clean up.
Okay. Now, how about Love is Blind?
Oh, I am fucked, buddy. Love is Blind. I do not have the six pack for that. That's like a prereq right there. Like, you got these glamour shots of all these
dudes. Love is Blind.
Oh, I'm thinking Love Island.
Love is Blind, you're talking about six packs. No, honestly, yeah, I did think of that when I was watching the, because obviously what we talked about in the bingo thing is like, I'm trying to lose some weight here. And I don't think I've ever had a six pack before. You've had more six pack.
I had
time
one
than I
for
have.
Maybe a month or two. I had one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I feel like there are some people that can have a six pack with like still like 15% body fat or something.
Yeah,
but like most people, I feel like they need to be rocking like 7% in order to have a six pack.
It would be like a Tim Robinson skit with me there. It'd be like all these shots of these oiled up dudes, and then it'd just be me with like hairy belly, just like laying out.
That's the thing too. I don't understand. Like these guys on these shows have to be shaving themselves. There's no way.
Yeah, they are.
I know that there are. I know that there are hairless men. Don't get me wrong.
But that's rare.
The amount of hairless chests I see in media and stuff, I'm like,
yeah, no. My buddy King, you've gamed with him. He cleans
King
it all
shaves?
Up. Oh yeah,
really?
Top to bottom. He's like a fucking Barbie doll.
I'm really happy about a Barbie doll.
Yeah,
I'm really. You know, one thing I'm really happy about is that I have the ideal situation. I have chest hair, but I don't have back hair.
I have chest hair. I got like some sporadic strays.
Oh, nasty! You're a back hair guy. What the hell?
Well, when you're a dad, you'll probably sprout a few.
What the fuck does that mean?
So Love is Blind.
It's not like anything happened to your body. All you had to do was just fucking
I went through hell to get that baby into this world.
All you did was fucking shoot the bullet, man.
I did a lot of physical labor getting that baby into this world. So Love is Blind. I think I would do really well in Love is Blind. I'm definitely in the 51% of like your soul and your mind matters more to me. I also, Emma and I did long distance for years as the entry. And I feel like that would translate well. Well, honestly, these days I'm like, if something ever happened to us, like, you know, knock on wood, I don't think I could do that again. But when I was in it, I think I do have the skills.
Oh,
to
like if you were to enter a new relationship, I was like,
yeah,
if you
I would
and Emma
not
got separated,
get into
you don't
a relationship.
Think you would stay in the marriage. I thought you were saying that if you and Emma like some like if you suddenly like if they suddenly were just like actually reserves are 8 years and also we're going to have you fight in Greenland and like you had to go and fight in Greenland, and you guys were long distance that you like wouldn't stay in the marriage.
No.
Also,
this is like,
should we talk about that?
Oh, Greenland? Well, I haven't really been following it. I just kind of don't even want to look into it.
Because he really wants it. He really wants Greenland.
So what I just recently learned is I think Denmark owns it. It's not an independent. It's like a Puerto Rico situation, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think it's like a territory, but Greenland has their own government or whatnot.
And so it's got to be.
There's only like 50,000 people there.
Is it what? Why do we want this place? Because the minerals or something? Is that the minerals?
It's more. I think it's more relevant to shipping routes and its relevance to
where? London?
No, through the Arctic because of the melting ice. There's like new Arctic shipping routes that are a thing, and then also its context in relevance to where Russia and China are. In terms of like the Arctic on the top of the planet, because you can go over.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You can go over the top.
I got that much. I just don't. It's not that much closer to Russia than like Alaska is. And for what?
I mean,
for what?
On the eastern side, it is.
But like closer for what? Like.
I think it's a mineral thing.
Bombs?
I think it's a geopolitical thing.
It's for bombs?
I think it's maybe an.
We're not going to bomb Russia.
I think that we're worried they're going to bomb us or something. I mean, we also have a military base in Greenland.
We have them everywhere. We've got one in Norway, Sweden, and Finland, and Belarus, and Ukraine, and Poland.
I think that Trump like wants to be like America in Fallout, like in the sense that like I think that he wants to, because I'm pretty sure that America in Fallout, like Canada becomes part of the Union.
Which I think they would in a everything's on the table situation. I think Canada.
I may be mixing this up with either Fallout or that one that's a, oh man, that, the, you know, that superhero show that was like anti superhero and had the smiley face.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Are you sure?
It's, Deadpool?
It's like, no, this was from a while ago. This was like a 2008 superhero movie. And it was Watchmen.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
You don't remember? Well, in that storyline, it's like a different kind of universe, different type of history, alternate history thing. Mm-hmm. It also has like these weird superhero things. But whatever the case, Vietnam is like a state.
Oh, like we won kind of, and we just like...
But like also like it was the type of government that would take the country as a state. So I think that he just kind of wants to take countries as states.
I think that the dude was like, we should take Greenland like a couple years ago. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, like we're not going to do that. And now he's just kind of like, no, we're going to fucking do it. We're doing it because you said that I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Like I feel like there's a part of him that kind of thinks like he's playing an RTS.
I mean, at this point, it's just like global strategy. He kind of is. He kind of is at the top of like global strategy. He is just playing a strategy game. But what strategy games don't really account for like morality or humanity, really.
Yeah.
But global strategy.
Not the way I play them, that's for sure.
Because Venezuela's like the new oil capital, and then Greenland might be like a mineral capital. So it's just like, are we just taking places for like the money? Because that, while that's like a decent strategy for a game.
One thing that could be relevant is that I believe that there's a particular mineral that China almost has the exclusive rights to, at least in terms of who we buy from, that is pretty important in making bullets, like certain types of munitions that we buy from them, that maybe Greenland has that.
Bullets? That could be relevant. I feel like you could make bullets kind of out of anything at the end of the day, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure that bullets are a little bit different than they were in the Civil War. You know, they're not just like kind of copper balls or whatever.
I mean, it's just copper with lead inside, typically.
I think there's more to bullets now.
Who do you think knows more about bullets?
Me.
Now, yeah, you can buy crazy fancy bullets, but you like normal Maybe ball ammunition is like 50 cal. Is just shooting like a 240 is just shooting
well,
like
what about like a fucking like
and like bullets, what the fuck we need all these bullets for, like that
I
many
swear that the, I swear I'm not maybe
it's like an explosive, like some kind of explosive, because like how many specialty bullets does one need? And
let's
like
see.
Green tip 5.56 is steel core. I've shot tons of steel core.
It's the mineral I'm thinking of is, I don't know how to pronounce that, antimony. It's crucial for making armor piercing ammunition and other defense items.
Huh, I wonder what specifically they're talking about and how relevant is that.
So it's used as a hardening agent in bullets, especially armor piercing, flares, night vision goggles, and infrared sensors. Huh. And then they also have a lot of gallium and germanium, which is essential for semiconductors, fiber optics, and infrared technology.
You know, what I don't understand is, like, instead of annexing Greenland, why don't we just, like, up our recycling game? Because surely we have as much of every component we could possibly need already in all of our stuff. And about half of our stuff is outdated anyway.
Like, I mean, I like the way you're thinking there. That sounds like a wonderful way to solve that.
Yeah, like there should be a place that's like, hey, drop all your old electronics here. Like, sure, there is at the dump, but if there really is this much of a need.
I think the issue ends up becoming like, is it more expensive to do all of the recycling and finding all the specific pieces and taking it apart than to mine it or whatever? And
maybe then to go to the Arctic and mine it by force is less expensive? Honestly, dude, that's crazy.
Honestly, dude, would they be doing it if it wasn't?
No, like, I know that somehow that is true and somehow you're right, but it's just crazy.
I know,
like,
somehow you're right, but
how is recycling so goddamn expensive? I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, we have to validate the topic of this episode, though. We have to do a couple more of these game shows.
I also have to try my anchovies.
Should we save that for the Patreon?
Ted has opted... Folks, Ted has opted to save my anchovies for
I'm
the
paywalling
Patreon.
His anchovies.
He's paywalling the anchovies. Trust me, I want the anchovies right now. Ted's paywalling them. Take it up with him.
Do you have the butter, the French butter?
No, I gotta go make it.
Yeah, make it? What do
okay,
you mean?
How would you do on Chopped?
What is Chopped?
What is Chopped? Chopped is a cooking one where they have, there's like four contestants. They all have the same ingredients, uh-huh. And they have to make like a dinner or a dessert or something for the judges. Man. And they only have like 30 minutes. So they have to take the ingredients and make like a meal that they can do well and present it to them, dude. Like restaurant quality.
I would do terrible.
Really? You've done so many cooking videos.
Yeah, but like, I'm not good. The whole thing with those cooking videos is that like I try my best. It takes me hours.
Yeah.
It works out in the end. I didn't even know how to fuck. I didn't even know what blanching a tomato meant when I was doing my pizza one. And like, I realized that like everybody who's not an idiot knows what blanching a tomato means.
Yeah, we all know what that means. What does blanching a tomato mean?
Yeah, I'm joking. Blanching a tomato is when you throw it in boiling water and it like does something to the skin of it where you can kind of like pull the skin off of the tomato.
Yeah.
And you need to do that for the sauce. And when I was doing the pizza video, the pirate pizza video, I was like trying to peel the skin off the tomato. But if you know anything about a tomato, it's like that just doesn't, like a tomato does not have enough structure to be able to peel it like a fucking potato.
No.
So I called William Osman and he was like, no, I think you need to like blanch it to get the skin off, you know, like to throw it in water.
And you were like, what the fuck is blanching?
And he was like, have you just been trying to peel a tomato with like a apple peeler this whole time? but yeah.
So you would not do well.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't know if I would do too well on Chopped. I mean.
I would not do well. I think I could like make something in that amount of time.
Yeah,
but
I could make something, but you kept adding like modifiers to it. You were like restaurant quality. And I'm like,
they're making like a nice entree.
Yeah,
like the stuff that you don't even order.
I'd make some. Oh fuck. Okay. Well, if they're asking me to make like chicken, like I can I can cook some chicken and I can like maybe use some of the stuff. But like they asked me to make like haggis or like a fucking, I don't even know what a cordon bleu is, but like I think it's a sandwich. Like if they asked me to make that, like if they asked me to make something like weird.
Yeah, they're
like,
asking you to make like things like Gordon Ramsay.
Beef Wellington. If they try to make a beef Wellington, I'm like, fuck.
Really like to try beef Wellington.
Me too.
We should go get a beef Wellington somewhere. Or we make one together.
You can't travel more than 100 miles, dude. I don't know if there'd be one
Wellington
with
100
miles.
Yeah, but you have ultimate freedom. You can always come to me. Anytime.
With a beef Wellington, though? We have to go get it.
No, you should come and we should make one. This is friends. We make a beef Wellington.
Okay, that's certainly an option. But I feel like in order to have... I feel like before we do that, we have to have a good one.
Oh, so we can compare.
Yeah.
Or do we make one as friends... And then we go and treat ourselves to a good one.
We realize together how dumb we are.
Well, we're like
trying to make that.
Let's go find a good beef Wellington. as our treat for accomplishing this task.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening to the main episode of the podcast. If you'd like to hear us talk for a little bit longer, then you can come join us on the Patreon. It's only $5 a month, and it's wonderful. And Tucker's going to be trying anchovies for the first time.
Yeah, I've never had these. Ted said they're way better than sardines. We're going to find out. So. I hated the sardines.
Are they white anchovies?
They're flat filet anchovies in olive oil. And I'm gonna dress these up on a piece of toast as best as I can, and we'll see if they're good. And if they're good, I won't be eating these more often because these were like $4, and it's only 70 calories for the whole thing. So that's a horrible.
It looks like an expensive brand.
This is the only thing I could find. I know.
That's a fancy looking tin.
Because they're like giving away sardines in there for free. This fucking guy at the front of Stop and Shop, like, sardines.
Well, they're putting fucking anchovies on pizza. They can't be that expensive.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out what the deal is. Maybe I'll get hooked.
Let me know if you liked this episode, my lighting in this episode that wasn't entirely lit by the Chuckle Sandwich sign that you guys haven't seen in like a year. That's what this light is a Chuckle Sandwich sign. So I must have made you recoil with that. That title. All right. See you guys next week.
Goodbye.